Blog Talk Radio.
I don't wanna be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
But nearly you my life. You ain't giving me my life. Nah, you can't tell me what's right. You ain't laid down.
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 He made me great. So let me be great.
But I just think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Believe it or not, I'm with ya. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the ground. I will stay high for you, cause that's just all I
tonight's broadcast of Women Speak Now and Be Heard. I'm the host tonight and speaker, Prophetess Charlene, and I thank God for this precious blood-bought opportunity to bring a message forth on tonight. We're live on the air at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's November the 6th, 2021. And by the grace of God, we're all tuned in tonight to give God the glory for his grace and mercy on our lives. Isn't God worthy? Let's all give God a thunderous shout of praise and thank him. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Yes, a lot of heartbreak, a lot of sorrow, a lot of grief, a lot of anxiety have been going on during the pandemic, but God is still worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be glorified, and he is worthy to be exalted. I thank God for this divine appointment to magnify him as big and as great as possible on this broadcast that I can on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm thankful also to Pastor E for this precious ministry. God has definitely made a believer out of me that when God calls you, you better answer. Let me say that again. When God calls you, you better answer. It's only a journey, but it's been a journey with God. Somebody say, but God. God bless Pastor E and all the listeners that have tuned in and that will listen again on the replay. There is a message placed onto my heart to speak about, so I'm asking that all the prayer warriors and intercessors pick up your prayers in overdrive because there's some work that's got to be done on tonight. Are you ready? Let's go. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking, Father God, God, that you move by your Holy Spirit, Father God. Hallelujah. Because it's times like these, Lord, that you are waking up the church like never before, oh God. Lord, you're waking up the world like never before, oh God. Moving and shifting and shaking, oh God. Exposing and uncovering and revealing. God, because you are the God who sees and knows all things and hears all things. God, you are the living, true, and almighty God. So, God, I pray, oh God, you will bless me as well as all that are hearing this message tonight. Lord God, to be awake and aware, watching and praying, and knowing, oh God, hallelujah, that Jesus is soon to come. No man knows the day nor the hour. God, but it is in your will, oh God, that we be awake, watching and praying and looking for his blessed time. And let everyone say, God, have mercy and help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to try to take my time. I don't know if anybody else that comes on the broadcast gets butterflies in your stomach, especially when it's about time for the program to start, or you just have such excitement in your spirit that God has stirred up, my God, like a rushing in your spirit to say something, and you're excited because you want to be released from the pressure of the hand of God compelling you to say whatever it is he wants you to say, because don't get it twisted. When we bring forth a message, it speaks to us too. It speaks to the speaker as well as to those that are listening because we're impressed by the Spirit of God to say it. So being moved by the message itself has gotten me excited, oh my God, and compelled to ask the question, and that is tonight's message title, what in hell do you want? Oh, yes, that's a strong question right there. What in hell do you want? Now, don't get it twisted. This is not a question of sarcasm or disrespect or rudeness to come across for an excuse to use profanity because that is not anything that I intend or plan to do and bring up the word hell. But the question is, what in hell do you want? Not what in the. Come on, somebody. Are you coming me on today? Because if you say what in the, there's a reaction of a response because someone is bothering you, vexing you, oppressing you, and they keep pestering you to where you want to ask that question in that way. But no, this question tonight is what in hell, or are you playing with me on today? What in hell do you want? Hallelujah. So what we're going to do, we're going to run and we're going to travel, my God, to the book of Mark, hallelujah, chapter 9. The book of Mark, chapter 9, and we're going to read verse 42 through 48. If you have your Bible fired up and you're traveling shoes, let's run over here to Mark, chapter 9, verse 42, and it says, and whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he was cast into the sea. Verse 43, and if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. This is in red, if you have your Bibles in the paper form. Verse 44, Jesus still speaking, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. My God. Verse 45, and if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter hope into life than having 2 feet, somebody say, than having 2 feet, to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. I want to pause right there before I continue on with these verses. To go right back to verse 43, Jesus said, my God, hallelujah, then having two hands, he said, and if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. Hell is a place. Come on, somebody. People try to use it in a profanity sense to tell people there or tell them where they can go, but hell is a place. And ask your neighbor, ask yourself, what in hell do you want? Why would you want, my God, have a decision to want to go there and kick with all your friends? They say they're living like the devil now. They're going to live their life like it's 1999, and when they die, they're going to go to hell and party with all their friends. I have news for you on tonight. Jesus said it is a place, my God, where the fire shall never be quenched. The fire shall never be put out, not by water, not by any ice, not by any temperature that is cold. It shall never be quenched. Are you praying with me on today? In verse 44, Jesus reiterates that comment by saying, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. He keeps, my God, reiterating the fact of this place called hell is a place, my God, where the fire will never stop burning. Are you praying with me on today? Here we are. We find ourselves at verse 45. Jesus says again, he says, and if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire, my God, that never shall be quenched. First he said, were their hands, my God. It's better to have one cut off than have both hands in hell. And then he said, it's better to lose one foot than have both feet in hell. Somebody say, watch what you do and where you go. Come on, somebody. What in hell do you want? What is it? What is it so bad that you feel like you got to keep, my God, doing what you're doing and going where you're going that you, but my God, are not aware where you'll be ending up? Are you playing with me on today? Verse 46 of Mark chapter 9 says, Jesus still talking, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Are you praying with me on today? Where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Verse 47, and if thine eye offend thee. Now see, he talks about the hands. He talks about the feet. But here he is at 47. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter to the kingdom of God with one eye, oh my God, than having two eyes be cast into hell fire. See, now he's talking about hell, but he's talking about fire. He talked about where the fire is not quenched, is not put out. But he said into the fire. Are you telling me on today? Verse 48, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. What in hell do you want? What in hell? There's nothing in hell, my God, but fire. There's nothing in hell, my God, but torment. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, from glory. There's nothing in hell. And the question was asked, but the answer should be, there ain't nothing in hell that I want. Are you playing with me on today? There is nothing in hell that anybody should want, my God, to go there. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to take a pause right here. Just take a moment. Think of one thing God did for you today. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, how about what he did for you yesterday? Can you think of just one thing? Food on your plate, clothes to wear, shoes on your feet. How about sight? How about you're able to see? Even if you have to wear glasses or contacts, he blessed you to be able to see, my God. How about your hearing? Anybody that's deaf or has to have sign language because they cannot physically hear, or something that may seem not too much of a big thing to you, but for someone else, it's like they've gotten to put gas in their car this week. My God, for someone else, they were able to buy a bus pass or a trolley pass, my God, for transportation for the month of November. Are you playing with me on today? Somebody else on the internet tuning in has got to have something to thank God for. Just one thing. Think about it. Now, give God the praise and thank him. Hallelujah. For at least one thing you can thank him for. Bless his holy name. So much has been going on, but God. Somebody shout, but God is still on the throne. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. Somebody shout, there's no devil in hell big or bad enough to take God off that throne. Huh? I said, no, there's no devil big enough or bad enough to take God off of his throne. I told somebody the other day, if the devil could, he would kick God, my God, off his throne, and my God, he would try to kick God into hell. Are you following me on today? Yeah, yeah. That's how wicked. wicked and evil the devil is. There is no devil in hell anywhere else that's big enough or bad enough or strong enough, come on somebody, to take God from off of his throne. Let's give our God, the only true and living God, a thunderous round of applause for that. Hallelujah. Because he's a great God. He's a living God. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. You got to shout for being that God on the throne of glory. Yes, God is God all by himself. God's got all power in heaven and in earth. Come on, come on. Yeah, yeah. Give him the glory. Isn't God good? Isn't he great? Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. God is good and God is great. Hallelujah. When you start to think about his goodness and all that he's done for you, you know, you heard the song, your soul cries out, hallelujah. You thank God for saving you. Hallelujah. I tell you, so everybody's texting me. People are calling me, but the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Is God saving you? Are you in his process? His ability to show what he's doing is saving you, bringing you hope, deliverance, freedom, health. Come on, somebody. Is God granting you healing, guidance? How about company? Have you lost a loved one? I lost a loved one, my God, because of that COVID. But you know what? God is bringing comfort. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. God is giving guidance. Anybody know God to have given you guidance this year? What about direction? What about peace? Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The precious will of God for your life. And I'm praying that you overcome yourself, overcome the flesh, overcome the mindset of the world and the devil and the satanic and demonic shenanigans. You know I'm going to say that word. Yeah, that's what it is. It's satanic and it's demonic. Praying that also for me and that also that we become more than conquerors, because in Jesus we are more than conquerors. Walking with God and not against him. Walking in the love of God and not in disobedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of his word and of his purpose. Hallelujah. Praying God's healing and God's health, God's blessings and God's wealth and God's prosperity. Hallelujah. For his service. There is no doubt about it. I'm thankful to God for him being God over all the earth and for being the God that is over my life. Aren't you glad God is over your life? God is good at keeping, shepherding, leading, teaching, guiding, and protecting, oh God, as well as saving. Anybody else also besides me glad that God is over your life to keep you, to shepherd, lead, teach, and guide, and protect you? Come on, somebody. As well as saving you. No, we haven't arrived, but he's saving you. He's saving me. He's saving us. From a place called hell, ask your neighbor, what in hell do you want? When you see what God has done and what he did, my God, when he became flesh and went to Calvary, he did it so we wouldn't have to go through that dreadful place. I said, God did this for us. He went to Calvary for us to die for our sins, my God, to beg our pardon. My God, what an amazing, incredible God. So that we would not have to go to the place called hell. There's nothing in hell that I want. There's nothing in hell that anyone should want. Hallelujah. Are you praying with me on today? Oh, my God, from glory. I pray that God would help me bring this out and bring to the attention the severity of his word, the feelings of his spirit. My God, to be careful and watchful and prayerful and to take heed and to steer clear away from doing those things, whatever they may be, that displease God. See, we have not only sinned in our flesh and in this world, but we sin against God. Are you telling me on today? God is looking through the sky, through the clouds and into the earth. I've seen different types of looks through the spirit realm of God revealing his eyes. He called by Sandia. I've seen the eye in the sky as the shape of an eye with the what would be the pupil and what would be the shape of the eye, but what would be the color of the eye and what would be the pupil, but it was clear. And what I seen out of that eye's expression was a loving, endearing look that I love you, that I'm looking after you, Kabashanda, that I'm watching you, I'm watching over you, I'm watching to perform my word, to manifest it in your life. I'm looking at you with dear eyes. You are the apple, Hakabashandia, of my eye. Are you praying me on today? I've seen an eye, hallelujah, that was watching, and it was aware, and it was sharp as all get out, looking intently, hallelujah. And I start to see eyes, hallelujah, that look angry and mad and upset and intensely displeased. I've seen the eye, Kabasandia. There is an eye of God being the all-knowing God that's all-seeing. Hallelujah. Everywhere at the same time and all-powerful. The eye that knows, Hakarabashanda. The eye that discerns and sees things from the way they really, truly are. Are you praying me on today? There is a lot that God has not only seen, but that he has caught even quick and fast glimpses with his eyes. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, God has quick eyesight. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. How quick eyesight does God have? God's eyesight is so quick that before you get a thought, he already thought it before you thought it. So before you react and respond, he knows the motive and intention behind your reaction and your response. Hallelujah. God reads, he discerns, he perceives, and he knows. Are you praying with me on today? God is able to catch the thought. He is able to perceive. Hallelujah. So we have to check ourselves. We have to bring our thoughts captive by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. To go right back to the altar, to go back to God and ask God, hallelujah, for his forgiveness and for his help and for his guidance and for his direction. Hallelujah. To know how to walk with him in relationship. Hallelujah. There is a lot that God has caught glimpses of with his eyes. God has heard quickly with his ears. And God has been perceiving, understanding, listening, and discerning by his Spirit. Are you praying with me on today? I'm sure there are some asking, excuse me, what's the question again, please? What in hell do you want? Hallelujah. And I believe it's God's heart that we be aware that there is nothing in hell that we should want. So with that being said, God led me, my God, to a few psalms. And we're going to run and travel to Psalm 73. Hallelujah. We're going to run over there to Psalm 73. Verse 1 through 3 says, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Asaph was describing his emotions concerning the prosperity of the wicked. Why? Chapter 73, verse 4 through 9 says, he was saying this, for they have no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasses them as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. My God, they are corrupt and wise. They are corrupt and speak wickedly. They're not wise. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Hallelujah. Psalm 73, verse 2 says, behold, hallelujah, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. That's the prosperity of the wicked, my God. And with the pause right there, the Bible tells us in Psalm 7, verse 11, that God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Somebody say every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15:3 tells us the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Somebody say the eyes of the Lord, are in every place. Beholding the evil and the good. Hallelujah. And God gave me this first my God, paragraph of 2 Chronicles 16:9. It says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Hallelujah. Yes. So what we find out, Asaph was, as it were, seemingly complaining about the riches and the prosperity of the wicked. But then he realized something else as we go here to Psalm chapter 73, verse 13. He says, verily I've cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. I mean, it just really bothered him that the wicked were prospering and they had all this, my God, wealth or whatever they had. It really just, you know, vexed him. He didn't like what he was seeing, but he was like, wow. And he felt like he was keeping himself clean, you know, for nothing. But verse 15 says, he said, if I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. He didn't want to say anything and be, my God, disappointing against God or, my God, the people of God. And here we go here. Psalm chapter 73, verse 16. Then here comes the light bulb. He said, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. When he thought about even saying anything against the people of God or being, you know, like, oh, I'm keeping myself clean and for nothing or whatever he was thinking, he said when he thought about it, he said, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. He didn't want to displease God. Come on, somebody. But then the light bulb turned on in Psalm 73, 17. He says, until, somebody say until. He said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. See, the God of heaven, my God, reveals, my God, his truth concerning the behavior of the wicked. We read earlier that God is angry at the wicked every day. He destroys, my God, the old world with the flood because, my God, of the wicked. He destroys Sodom and Gomorrah, come on somebody, because, my God, of the behavior of the wicked. Oh, my God, are you playing with me on today? What in hell do you want, would you want, could you want? My God. And then we hear, my God, the last three verses of Psalm 73, God's view of wickedness. The Bible says, surely, Asaph says, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Oh, my God. Thou castest them down into destruction. Somebody say hell. Mm-hmm. Because the destruction of the wicked is not good. The destruction of the wicked is to go to a place where the fire is not quenched, where the worm dieth not. My God, are you following me on today? Verse 19 says, how are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terror. Oh, my God. But folks want their family to pray their dead loved one into heaven. My God, and they were wicked, my God. They were evil, are you playing with me on today? And ungodly, are you playing with me on today? Verse 20, as a dream when one awakens, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. See, God is not no one to play with. We have to be reminded that hell is not a place that we would want to think about even considering to go, because God, the man that was saying in scripture said, God, when you awake, my God, you're going to despise their image. Can you imagine that? God, the creator, informed and fashioned, seeing him in another light of despising that he wished he never even bothered to create you. Ha! Huh? God have mercy. I'm sure that's a unique kind of connotation concerning, my God, hell. The Bible talks about hell. The Bible tells us, my God, in Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Not only the wicked, but, oh, my God, the nations that forget God. God have mercy. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What is hell? Hell is a place regarded in various religions as a spiritual realm of evil, suffering and traditionally depicted as a place of perpetual fire beneath the earth where the wicked are punished after death. Yeah. It's known also as Sheol or Hades. It's not a place that you want to go. Hallelujah. My God. God gave me a few more scriptures here. They're going to run and skip, my God, to Psalm 37. The Bible tells us about the wicked. Verse 1, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Somebody say the wicked. Mm-hmm. Because if you're doing evil, my God, and you're working iniquity, come on, somebody. What in hell do you want? That's how you're going to get yourself there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being an evildoer. The Bible says in verse 2 of Psalm 37, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. I thought about cilantro and parsley, how those herbs are just like a withering type of herb. But God, but they can go bad fast. Are you feeling me on today? Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Psalm 37, verse 8, cease from anger. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not. Don't even worry yourself. He said, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Don't even think about it. Don't even work yourself up, my God, to do evil. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 37, verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. Mm-mm. No, don't be, my God, envious and fretting and worrying about the prosperity of the wicked. Don't do that. Because of the men who bring his wicked device to pass. Don't be, my God, overwhelmed or worrying about their prosperity or the wickedness that they're doing. Are you praying with me today? Psalm 37, verse 9 and 10 says, For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Come on, somebody. You want to get them back because they've been so evil, so honoring. My God, but God said, they shall be cut off. It shall be cut off. It says, verse 10, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider or look for his place, and you won't be able to find it. It says, and it shall not be. Hallelujah. And you, Father, it shall not be. The place that knew it will not know it no more. Hallelujah. My God. The Bible tells us in Psalm 37, verse 12, the wicked plotteth against the righteous. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. See, that's the kind of spirit of the wicked. They want to plot against you. They want to gnash their teeth upon you. They want to speak evil of you. See, one thing I found out about what God's been compelling me to preach about and declare about and speak over, and my God, is out in the atmosphere, is, my God, for the body of Christ, my God, to repent. To repent, because these are the behaviors of those that are wicked. So if we say we're God's children, we will not be plotting against one another. We will not be gnashing upon each other with our teeth, my God, to cut folk down. Hallelujah. When I pray or begin to rebuke the spirit of a hireling or, my God, the puppets in pulpits, my God, these spirits, my God, that are spirits of wickedness in high places, it's not against, my God, leadership per se that is of God, but this against the, my God, synagogue of Satan, my God, that is satanic, wolves and sheep's clothing. Are you praying with me on today? The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, Jesus said, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. See, God is not only calling the world to repent, but he's calling his church to repent. Those that are the counterfeit, my God, they're pretenders. My God, they're puppets in pulpits. My God, they're hirelings. My God, they're not looking at the saints. They're not looking at the sheep like God wants them to. But they are of the synagogue of Satan. Oh, yeah, God rebukes that spirit. Hallelujah. He said, but I'll make them know that I have loved you, that I love you. God knows his sheep. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Revelation 2:13, oh, my God. He said, I know thy work and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. I got to pause right there. See, some folks come into the church building because they feel like, oh, you know, it's a free place I can come to. But they come in there with a spirit. Come on, somebody. See, people say, oh, Why are you always talking about I'm behind the devil? And, oh, is this something that you did? Why you got to say it's always the devil? No, because God is revealing the satanic, demonic workings of the devil. Are you telling me on today? It's a spiritual battle. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. See, he tries to plant a seat in some of these quote-unquote houses that should be set apart for worship for God, but the devil is pushing his agenda, his satanic, my God, antichrist agenda. My God, have mercy. He said, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas, my faithful martyr who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. See, God, I can't not say this enough, that the Bible describes Jesus in Revelation as having the eyes of a flame of fire. He sees where Satan's seat is dwelling. He sees where the spirit of Jezebel is trying to control, my God, the operation of the church, my God, with a spirit of control that is not love, it's not compassion or love for souls. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody ask that question again. What in hell do you want? See, playing church and being pretending and going through these motions and faking until you make it. God, Jesus didn't come for us to fake it until we make it. Jesus came that we might be set free, my God, and delivered. Are you praying with me on today? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 and 15 says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And don't just get that twisted that it said apostle, because this is what the word says here. Hallelujah. But God knows those that are, my God, pretending. Oh, my God, from glory. This scripture says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Oh, my God. Can somebody shout counterfeit? Yes. Therefore, verse 15, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, where, my God, their end shall be according to their works. Oh, my God. See God is not, he's not playing church. Oh, my God. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Anybody see the counterfeit, the deception here? That's what the devil is up to. He wants to, my God, blur the line. My God, a distinction. Because, you know, God is a spirit. And the Bible tells us that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That we give him a sacrifice of praise. That we're not just talking it, oh my God, but we're living it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we're living our lives. That we're, my God, have been buried with Christ in baptism. And that we're living our lives unto God and not unto ourselves. We're living our lives unto God and not unto mankind. We're living our lives unto God and not by the system of the mindset of the world. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Yeah. You know, when the doilies on their head, you know, the dress is down to the ankles, or maybe, oh God, under their shoe. Who knows? Lord have mercy. The sleeves past the knuckles. I don't know. But, you know, that's a form of godliness if you got a heart, my God, of purity, my God, wickedness. Are you playing with me on today? My God, from glory. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us Christ in you. The kingdom of God is within you. See, God put a spin on it when Jesus said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll build it back again. They were so carnal minded, they said, oh, how are you going to destroy this building with all these bricks and build it right back up in 3 days? He was talking about the temple of his body. Are you hearing me out today? Hallelujah. Yeah. The temple of his body. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Psalm 37:16, a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Oh, yeah, we would say, oh, God, you said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, and I want that wealth that you got laid up for me. My God, that you're going to take from the wicked, you're going to give it to me. And God, Lord, if that's your heart, God, but I don't want no dirty money. Tell somebody, I don't want no dirty money. I want what God has for me. The Bible says a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Come on, group them all up together. You can name all of whether he's famous or not. Group them all together. The little that you have being righteous is, my God, better than all that together. Are you praying with me on today? Glory to God. Oh, my God. Psalm 37, verse 17 says, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. See, God is going to mend. God is in the mend. Somebody say God is in the mending business. Yes, he is. He's in the mending business. He wants to uphold us. He wants to cover us. He wants to pick us up. He wants to encourage us. Hallelujah. My God, to empty out of ourselves. He don't want us wicked. Are you praying with me on today? That's the warning on tonight. What in hell do you want? What in hell? If you keep this character, those characteristics, my God, oh, my God, that's where you're going. My God, have mercy. But Jesus paid the price. Somebody said, Jesus took my place. Yeah, he took my place. He begged my pardon. Hallelujah. He shed his blood for our sins to reconcile us back to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Psalm 37, verse 20, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, so they consume away. Now, that thing, I mean, that thing got a hold of me when I thought about that. Fat as lambs? My God. They're so full of themselves. Just full, full, got all they need and all they want. Don't need nothing else. Just getting full, full, fat, fat, fat. My God. But they are wicked and enemies of the Lord. My God. But he said it's a smoke show they consume away. Oh, my God, from glory. Somebody say, what in hell do you want? My God. We're almost getting to the end of this, but hallelujah. Anybody being blessed? Anybody being pricked in your reins to wake up out of sleep or slumber? It ain't worth you winning that argument. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Oh, my God. It's not worth it. The Bible tells us in Psalm 37, verse 21, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. It shall be cut off. See, the Lord put on my heart, it's not so much that we're, my God, waiting and believing, because many people are saying, ooh, I decree and I declare, my God, blessings and increase and favor over my life. Yes, God, yes, God. But see, God is selective. He is sovereign. He has the right to choose or to deny who he's putting his hand on to bless them, my God, to favor them, my God, to increase them. And it's not about any favoritism, but he sees the heart. Look at Joseph. He sees the heart. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. God sees the heart, and he knows that he can trust you, my God, if he wants to give you riches, if he wants to give you wealth and blessings and increase and favor. God knows that he can trust you with it. Are you praying with me on today? Because he says, they to be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. Oh, my God, but they to be cursed of him shall be cut off. How many want God to come with your blessings? How many want God to be in your blessings, your increase, and your favor? Hallelujah. Somebody shout, me, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. How many want to see God or perceive in your spirit that he's smiling, my God, because he delights in the prosperity of his servant? How many want to be blessed by God in this world, in this life, and in that which is to come? 100-fold. Come on, somebody. Say, Lord, me, Lord. Hallelujah. Because, my God, to please God. Hallelujah. If it's his desire in his heart for you, then that is in his heart to manifest it. My God, but we've got to humble ourselves. We've got to be careful and steer clear away, oh, my God, from being wicked. Are you praying with me on today? Psalm 37, verse 27 says, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Isn't that good news after hearing about hell? Oh, my God. How can you avoid that place? Depart from evil. Get away from it. Stop it. Stop talking about it. Stop doing it. Stop going in. Stop wearing it. Stop looking like it. Stop acting like it. Come on, somebody. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. He didn't say be self-righteous, be puffed up, be lifted up, thinking you're all that bag of chips and popping your collar. No, no, no. He said depart from evil and do good. Hallelujah. Psalm 37, 28 says, for the Lord loveth judgment. Uh-oh, let's pause right there. Put your car in pause. Put it in neutral. Put your brake on. Come on, somebody. For the Lord loveth judgment. God loves to do just But he loves to bless when the devil says no. He loves to show up and show out and throw his weight around when the mockers are saying, yeah, right. They wish, my God, God loves judgment. And then you think about the judgment of the wicked. He knows he's doing just, my God, by judging the wicked and the ungodly. Are you praying with me on today? And the evil. The word of God says, for God loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. Oh, my God, they are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked, somebody say the seed of the wicked, shall be cut off. See, some of you, my God, as well as me, some of you, my God, have this, hear this message. God has handpicked you, my God, to stop, my God, the generational curses in your family. God has chosen you, my God, to cast down and bind up the spirit of alcoholism and prostitution and whoredom and fornication out of your family line. God has chosen you, my God, Kabashanda, to rebuke and bind the spirit of lesbians, witches, and dykes that lurk and sneak and creep around, my God, in your family generation line. No, you might not have participated, but in your family generation line, are you praying with me on today? I've never participated in it, but I tell you what, the devil is alive. I bind it and break it from the family generation line. Come on, somebody. Somebody need to break it out of the churches. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah. It needs to be broken, and God's hand has chosen you, has selected you of all people, what, in your family, to fast and to pray and to bind up, uproot, and pluck up those foul, unclean spirits out of your family line. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It's a hot message on today. I'm sweating. I still turn on my air conditioner, but you know what? I'm going to let the Lord be God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Psalm 37, verse 32 says, the wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. Now, see, that's the spirit of the wicked. That's why, you know, you would say, well, what in hell do you want? They must really love hell and wouldn't want to go to hell, because why would they watch the righteous and then why would they seek to slay him? That evil eye, that watching, that staring, that God sees that spirit in them. And it's like we have to rebuke the spirit. My God, Jesus says, you hate your brother, you're like a murderer. Are you following me on today? You got to break that spirit, my God, out of your family line. Yeah, some of y'all, when you get angry, you got an evil eye about the little twitch about you. Oh, come on. Yeah. See, the wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. My God. The Bible says in my God, Psalm 37, 33, the Lord will not leave him in his hand. Isn't that good news? The Lord will not leave you in the hand of the wicked, nor condemn you when he judges you. Come on, somebody. See, the false accusation of the wicked is to try to catch you in a lie or throw a false accusation about you. You ain't never participated in that lifestyle. You ain't never done none of that mess. But because they're evil and wicked, they want to try to put your name out and, you know, something wrong with you or something you did and try to throw you under the bus. My God, but the Bible says if God would mark iniquity, who would stand? Who could stand? Who could stand? There's none righteous, no, not one. No, you might not have participated in that sin, but did you lie on somebody? Did you mock somebody? Did you get self-righteous and puffed up about somebody? My God, did you think you're all this and think you're all that? No, you might not have got drunk. You might not have prostituted your body. But what did you do? Come on, somebody. The wicked watches the righteous. My God, and seeketh to slay him. Hallelujah. Psalm 37, verse 34. It says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Anybody seen the wicked cut off? My God, doing wickedness and evil and going through the earth like a tyrant? My God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Vengeance is God's. Hallelujah. He will repay. Psalm 37, 35. The Bible says, I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Look at that. So wicked and evil, but my God, just spreading himself like a green bay tree. How can something wicked be green? Come on, somebody. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yet I saw him, he said, but he could not be found. Somebody say hell is distraction. Hell is distraction. See, the enemy wants to puppet and pretend, my God, in God's face. And feel like there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, my God. But somebody said God calls that wicked. Oh, come on, somebody. We can't be pretending has affected 40 in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's looking at our heart. He's looking at our ways. He's looking at our thoughts. He's looking at the reason why we do what we do, why we pick gas in our car and go to the house of God, why we do something benevolent for somebody else. Why? What's the reason? Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 38, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. Somebody pray with me on today. But the transgressors, so you take it to another level. He talked about the evil. He talked about the ungodly. He talked about the wicked. But now he's saying, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. Oh, my God. Now, that's a whole other level. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. All of that is just straight up purity wickedness. That's what it is. It's purity wickedness. What kind of attitude did you have before you gave your heart to Christ? What are you still overcoming with that attitude? What are you still overcoming with your nature, with your spirit of being holy and living a godly life before God in his eyesight? Come on, somebody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There were kings that did evil in the sight of the Lord. My God, and God sent judgment. There were kings that did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and God blessed them. Are you praying with me on today? These last two scriptures, the Bible tells us in Psalm 37, verse 39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble. See, it's not our righteousness that we, my God, embrace, because the Bible tells us that our righteousness is as filthy rags. Even on a good day, we say, Lord, I've done no evil. No evil have I done. Nothing that I've said, nothing that I've watched or went to or done, my God, in your sight, to my acknowledgement or recognition. But God, I still repent. We still must repent. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He clothed in the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Where he's cleaning, he's washing and purging and pruning his church. He said in my heart that his church was dirty. Because he sees spots, he sees blemishes, and he sees wrinkles. But God is so, God is such a perfect and a God that is a perfectionist and a loving God. He knows how to press those wrinkles out. And he knows how to, my God, purge out the unclean things, and my God, to bring about a mighty deliverance. Are you praying with me on today? The Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 40, it says, and the Lord shall help them. Somebody say that again. Yes. And the Lord shall help them. See, some people feel like you're not getting no help. Mm-mm. Nobody's going to encourage you to stop smoking marijuana if you're hanging around them smoking marijuana. How are you going to get no help? God got to take the taste out your mouth. Come on, somebody. Yeah, you're getting drunk, you're getting loaded and tipsy and falling all over yourself. Yeah, yeah, God got to take the taste out your mouth from alcohol. Are you praying with me on today? A fornicator or whatever it is your sin is, whatever it is. God got to take the taste out. He's got to purge it out by his fire. Come on, somebody. It says, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. Why would God even bother to help? And why would God even bother to deliver? Somebody said, because you're crying out to God, Lord, save me. Lord, have mercy on me. It's me, oh God. I'm standing or I'm standing in the need of prayer. It says, he shall deliver them from the wicked. Uh-oh. Yeah, we got to pause right there. See, because no one's perfect, so we have flaws. And we have things that God is purging out of us and bringing to our recognition to look, to watch, to pay attention, and to turn, and to turn to him. Amen? And that is the word of, my God, the church in this season is of repentance, turning. We say, God, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us, Lord, and heal our land. Amen? So with God knowing, my God, you're crying out to him. His people are crying out to him day and night, sending up instances of prayers. He called us on that. Sending up instances of intercessions and supplications before God. Hallelujah, for yourself and for one another. Hallelujah. And for our families. We're sending up prayers in a country. We're sending up prayers before the Lord. Hallelujah. And he says what? The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked. Uh-huh. Yes, see, God is the only somebody. Hallelujah. He's the only God smart enough, quick enough and fast enough, my God, wise enough and intelligent enough, my God, to deliver from the wicked. Oh, my God. And the Bible says, and save them. Wow. And save them. See, there's another, my God, light bulb right here. See, God doesn't want us lost. He doesn't want us destroyed with the wicked. See, the wicked, they have no heart towards God. They don't even fear God. They don't even, we would say, oh, it's the spirit of the Antichrist, or whatever. We would put these titles on it, atheists. But they don't have any regard for God. They have totally turned their hearts, my God, from God. They don't even regard him. But God said in his word, he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Why? Because they trust in him. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. There's nobody in Kabashanda that you can trust like that but God. Who can you trust with your soul's salvation? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't fly up to glory. How you gonna get there? Yeah. See, there's no one else you can put your trust in except God. He's the only one who created us and knew how and knows how to save us. Yes, hallelujah. He said, and save them because they trust in him. You know what gives God, you know what gives God joy? Is when you trust in him. When you trust in him, you don't know how the bill's going to get paid. When you trust in him, you don't know how the deliverance is going to happen. You don't know. You might be in your deep comatose sleep and God breaks and snaps the cords right off of your soul, right off of your mind, right off of your nature, right off of your spirit, and you wake up brand new. Come on, somebody. What kind of God, hallelujah, is that? He's an amazing, living, breathing, almighty God. And it delights him. It brings delight to him when we trust in him. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Don't be angry. Don't be mean. Don't block your blessing. God knows those that provoke and they just seem like they got hell all stirred up in them and they just help to run and try to provoke you and get you all discombobulated and get out of sorts. But the devil is a liar. No. I'm not going to put my trust in trying to make a peace with someone that wants to be a hellion and keep stuff going on. No, we've got to trust in God and to walk with peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. That's the message for tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God doesn't want nobody to go to hell. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say, you send yourself there. How can you send yourself there? Denying the only Lord God that bought you and shed his blood for you and would die for you and bury for you, got up again for you and promised to come back again for you. He sent the comfort of the Holy Spirit to comfort you now, to bring things back to your remembrance now. Don't respond right there. No. Don't say that. No. Let's get some clarity right here. God is the only one that can make it happen. Yeah, he's the only one. Hallelujah. He gets all the credit. Yeah, we have to make the effort, but God gets all that glory, and it's so sweet in his nostrils. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise for the message out tonight. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be a sweet-smelling savior in his nostrils? Hallelujah. Oh, God, when he looks upon us, hallelujah, he says, this one was born in Zion. Yeah, you see that one, Satan? Yeah, he was born in Zion. Yeah. I picked him up out of that situation, and I picked him up out of that situation, and I picked him up out of that situation, and I broke the shackles off of their life in that situation, and I delivered him and brought him a blessing in that situation, even in the pandemic. Come on, somebody. God delights, my God, that we trust in him. Hallelujah. Trust in him with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, the word of God declares, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Anybody on fire for God tonight for November 2021? God, purge me some more. Send your light from your lighthouse and whatever you see in me. Oh, God, have mercy. If you don't like that you see, take it out of me, Lord, and have mercy on my soul. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise for that. Come on. Give it up. Right when you're in your hottest trial. Right when you're in your hottest, my God, the test. My God, give God a praise. Yeah, you've been grieving. You've been sorrowful. You've been heavy. But God's like, give me a praise right now. You trust me that I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to lift the load. I'm going to be there with you. He said, I'll never leave you. He said, I won't forsake you. Yeah, when you want to live holy, you may feel like you're like a turtle sitting on a fence. Somebody say, how did it get there? No. But God is the only one who can help you. He's the only one that can help us to live holy and godly in this present world. Hallelujah. My God, if there's anybody that wants to chime in on the line, you have permission. You have, my God, permission to, my God, say whatever the Lord may have put on your heart to say, and you're welcome. You're invited and you're welcome. But if not, it's okay, because I will go into prayer and thank God for such a hot message that we must be aware.
Praise
and,
God.
And wake up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Praise God, Prophet Charlene. Good word.
Praise God.
Good message and received. You know what, as you was ministering, I was saying, oh, Lord Jesus, we all should be on our heaven right here on earth. But then you said something, you just said something. We have to recognize
mm-hmm.
sin and repent from it. Don't wait too late when we know we sin. Because God,
yeah.
like you said, God doesn't want any of us to go to hell. He says uh-huh. straight in his word. But the thing is, we have to make sure we're doing his will, his way, and not our will and our ways. Because that's our wills and our ways can get us in that hell bound. So glory
oh,
be to God.
God.
And I said, all of it. You know, the thing is, too, prophets, we have to make sure we believe. Believe and trust Jesus. Like you said, trust him at all times. Trust him in
yes,
the good
yeah.
times and trust him in the bad times. And then we have to just trust in him. It, like you said, lean not on our own understanding. But first we have to just believe in him. Believe in him as our Lord and our Savior. Just believe in him as our Lord and our Savior and stand in the word of God and being obedient to his word. He shall keep us out of hell. Like you said, what in hell do you want? Nobody wants nothing down there. When you think about it, when you think hell, a lot of people, prophets, they'll say, once I leave here, I'm gone. No, that's not true. So you gave a lot of scriptures tonight. So in his word, he tells us how to avoid hell, how to avoid the downhill slide headed to hell. So glory be to God. God bless you. God keep you, and you keep sharing his word. Amen. Prophetess Charlene.
Yes, amen.
Well, we
amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We praise God for you. We praise God for using you tonight. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Is there anyone else that wants to? Am I closing out?
Prophetess, yes. Go ahead and close us out in prayer. If you have anything you want to share, any announcements, anything that's going on in your ministry, you're welcome to share that with the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I just came on my mind to say that it's up and coming. There's been some things prophesied spoken over my life in ministry endeavor. So I'm just going to, before I make it known, I'm going to still seek the Lord on it. But, yes, more outreach and more opportunities. I feel like God is really pressing me to get out of my comfort zone. And so I've been, you know, feeling kind of anxious about that in a good way. I guess you could say anxious in a good way, that God is
Amen.
Going to open up doors for me in ministry and to just like I said,
can you guys
out
hear me?
Step out.
Yes. Amen. We can hear you, Pastor.
So I want you to pray for me for that, because I don't really care for planes. but I feel like God is pressing on me that he's going to have me traveling and he's going to have me getting out of my comfort zone to speak and to sing. So, yeah, that's what God's been pressing on my spirit lately. Mm-hmm.
Well, amen. That's a good thing. I was listening the whole time. I was trying to talk through the other phone, and I was muted. And I was on fire on something that was said, because somebody's like, what the hell, what
do
you want out
you
of
want?
Hell? Or what is, come on, repeat that for me.
What in hell do you want? Not what the blank.
Nothing.
Nothing.
That was my question.
Right.
I was kind of screaming like, no, nothing. I don't want nothing.
That's right. That's right.
I want nothing in hell.
Okay, 100. That's right.
But good word, good encouragement, good fire.
Yes.
As always.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, so, yeah, the Lord's impression on me for outreach, and I'm endeavoring to write my book, and there's a couple books on my spirit to write, and one on spiritual warfare is on the spirit, and I know that God's going to bring it and breathe on it because it's just, it's in me so full, and during this pandemic, just been praying and knowing God has opened up new doors, so I can't really say too much more than that, but that's just, you know, summary of what he's doing right now. And I have the titles and everything, so it's about getting on paper and getting the publisher and getting who I need to get have things set in motion. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are in total agreement with what God is doing and believing that he is constantly pushing us to that next level. So bless you, woman of God. It has been awesome. But I had to just answer that. What in hell do you want? I don't want nothing. I don't
Amen.
Want nothing from heaven in my life at this point.
That's right. Nothing but heaven. I have heaven in
Amen.
You.
Amen. Go ahead and pray us out of here.
You. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Lord, thank you for your many blessings, oh God, of showing up, showing out in the pandemic, God. You're showing us, Lord, that your love and your compassion and your mercy shall not, Lord. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. So thank you, God. Help us to keep in mind, God, to be aware, watching and praying, oh God, of how we're walking and living our life before you, oh God, that it is personal. It's a personal walk with you, Father, because, Lord, we want to do that which is pleasing in your eyesight, Father God. So help us, oh God, to live the life that you're calling us to live, God, in spirit and in truth, and to encourage one another in the body of Christ, to keep on going forward, keep on moving forward, walk into the things of God, the doors that you're going to open, God, the platforms, God, the places, God, just to proclaim your name and encourage hearts, my God, to come out of their prison houses and the strongholds that have burdened them down, God, that they will be set free, my God, be not only free to praise you, but to walk in their God-given purpose and destiny. And I ask you full of faith, and everybody said, do it, God, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Back down on my knees, but I know.